As the bakers set to the task of teaching Charlie, others from the shop gather around. Frank clears an area between them on the table, and Gimpy pulls off a medium-sized piece of dough for Charlie to work with. There is talk of betting on whether or not Charlie can learn to make rolls.
"Watch us carefully," says Gimpy, putting the pendant beside him on the table where Charlie can see it. "Watch and do everything we do. If you learn how to make rolls, you get this shiny good luck piece."
Charlie hunches over on his stool, intently watching Gimpy pick up the knife and cut off a slab of dough. He studies each movement as Gimpy rolls out the dough into a long roll, breaks it off, and twists it into a circle, pausing now and then to sprinkle it with flour.
"Now watch me," says Frank, and he repeats Gimpy's performance.
Charlie is confused. There are differences. Gimpy holds his elbows out as he rolls the dough, like a bird's wings, but Frank keeps his arms close to his sides. Gimpy keeps his thumbs together with the rest of his fingers as he kneads the dough, but Frank works with the flat of his palms, keeping thumbs apart from his other fingers and up in the air. Worrying about these things makes it impossible for Charlie to move when Gimpy says,
"Go ahead, try it."
Charlie shakes his head.
"Look, Charlie, I'm going to do it again slow. Now you watch everything I do and do each part along with me, okay? But try to remember everything so then you'll be able to do the whole thing alone. Now come on, like this."
Charlie frowns as he watches Gimpy pull off a section of dough and roll it into a ball. He hesitates, but then he picks up the knife and slices off a piece of dough and sets it down in the center of the table. Slowly, keeping his elbows out exactly as Gimpy does, he rolls it into a ball. He looks from his own hands to Gimpy's, and he's careful to keep his fingers exactly the same way, thumbs together with the rest of his fingers, slightly cupped. He has to do it right, the way Gimpy wants him to do it. There are echoes inside him that say, "Do it right, and they will like you." And he wants Gimpy and Frank to like him. When Gimpy has finished working his dough into a ball, he stands back, and so does Charlie.
"Hey, that's great. Look, Frank, he made it into a ball."
Frank nods and smiles. Charlie sighs, and his whole frame trembles as the tension builds. He is unaccustomed to this rare moment of success.
"All right now," says Gimpy. "Now we make a roll."
Awkwardly but carefully, Charlie follows Gimpy's every move. Occasionally, a twitch of his hand or arm mars what he's doing, but in a little while, he's able to twist off a section of the dough and fashion it into a roll. Working beside Gimpy, he makes 6 rolls, and sprinkling them with flour, he sets them carefully alongside Gimpy's in the large flour-covered tray.
"All right, Charlie."
Gimpy's face is serious.
"Now let's see you do it by yourself. Remember all the things you did from the beginning. Now go ahead."